A new film soon to be released charts Sir Edmund Hillary's ambitious 1977 trip. From the Ganges River up a towering peak in the Himalayas, it's a trip he described as being from ocean to sky. And it features documentary footage of the trip itself. It was filmed by cinematographer and the film's producer and director, Michael Dillon, who's in studio with me now. Hello there.
Hello, Jesse.
1977, probably a time of Ed's life people know, less about. What was going on for him in the years immediately prior to this expedition?
2 years before we did this journey, you all know the story of the tragic loss of his wife and youngest daughter in the air crash in Nepal.
I reckon plenty of people won't know that story, Michael.
Well, after Everest, had dedicated his life to working with the Sherpa people. He was building the second hospital he'd constructed for them, and his wife and daughter were flying in one morning to join him on this expedition, you know, the building of it. And there was a pilot error. There was a flap which was meant to be unlocked before takeoff. It wasn't, and they crashed soon after takeoff. And clearly that was a devastating blow for Ed. He was suffering deep depression. And during this time of trying to recover from it, he remembered that Louise had always talked to him about going up the entire length of the Ganges in jet boats. Jet boats were invented the same year Ed climbed Everest. And so he decided, yes, I'll do it. And it was, in a sense, a recovery, an attempt to recover from that tragic loss. And so he planned this expedition.
Could you still feel that event when you're on the expedition? Was it sort of, I guess, the emotional backdrop to what was going on?
It was, because most of the people on the expedition were old friends of it, and they knew he'd changed a lot, and they knew the backstory that he was very deeply depressed. And we were all trying to do everything we could. He had all his old friends, which was therapeutic in its own right. But we knew that he was not the same person he used to be, and we hoped it would help to recover from that loss.
So what did he set out to do?
He had 2 years before, a few years before, taken jet boats up one of the minor rivers in the Himalayas, and he thought, well, after all, I've climbed the greatest mountain in the Himalayas. Why don't I try as well to climb the greatest river in the Himalayas? So the plan was to set off from the surf at the mouth of the River Ganges, and take the jet boats up as far as possible. Now we knew that obviously the River Ganges ends. It was really just a drip from an icicle where it really begins. Mm-hmm. But we try and get up as far as we could. We knew there were very treacherous rapids.
I should point out, you were on the boat.
I was on the boat, yes. Myself and others in the film crew. I was there as a very young a cameraman, part of the film crew, filming it.
Yeah. Sorry, carry on. So that was the plan, to go right up to as far as you could.
Yeah. And we knew that we'd come to some kind of obstacle, which hopefully wouldn't kill us, and we'd go on to try and climb a mountain as a symbolic end of the journey, end up in the snows. That's why the expedition was always called Ocean to Sky.
Mm. And ocean was a significant element of it too, right? He saw New Zealand's connection to the ocean, and that was, I guess, part of the reason that it appealed to him.
Yes, yeah.
It was also, as you say, a chance to test out this radical new invention, the jet boat. Also a New Zealand connection, right?
It was. Same year, invented the same year as he climbed Everest, and we had with us the son and grandson of the inventor, John Hamilton and Mike Hamilton. So it was Peter Hillary from the Peter's son was with us too. So it was a real Hamilton Hillary family adventure.
How did you get the gig?
I got the gig because I saw a little article about the expedition a few months before it happened, and it just mentioned, and I'm glad it did, that they were looking for a filmmaker. So I wrote to Ed, not expecting much, but I ended up getting the job.
I guess the obvious question, Michael, is why has it taken 42 years for you to do something with the footage?
Right. Well, we did do in those days, a standard documentary, which was, and it was a narrator-driven documentary, but we realised there was a lot of, and that was, in a sense, a very superficial account of the journey, without going into the background, some of the I've just mentioned to you, and also the other end of the expedition, where Hillary started the expedition, grieving his wife and youngest daughter. It almost ended that Peter Hillary, who was with us, was about to lose his father as well as his mother and his younger sister.
That would have all been pretty fresh in the 70s, pretty raw, too raw to include in the original documentary, I'm sure.
So therefore, and because all the people who were with us were still alive, and because this is the 100th anniversary of Ed's birth, we just felt that there was a huge emotional side to that expedition that was never shown in the original film. So it has ended up becoming a very moving documentary, far beyond being just an adventure documentary.
Did the journey go according to plan?
Well, we got a long way up the river. We almost sank a number of times, but we didn't quite sink. But we eventually came to waterfall, and we knew that there would be some kind of obstacle. It didn't go as planned after that, because we did climb a mountain. We probably climbed it too quickly, and near the summit, it almost died. It was lucky. He was very lucky that all his old friends who he'd invited on the expedition were also expert mountaineers and mountain rescuers, and Peter Ed's son there was too. So there was a huge effort involved in trying to bring him back from near death down to lower altitudes.
He doesn't seem like a man who'd make a mistake like that, taking it too fast.
I think everybody felt we were, you know, we just felt that we had gone up maybe slightly quicker than the normal person, but everyone felt a bit bulletproof, and we just went up slightly. And also in those days, the rules about how quickly you ascend weren't quite as established, so we did make a mistake. And Ed at the time was 57 years old, but he insisted on carrying as much as everybody else. So that's why we found him one morning.
Do you remember what a workout it was, climbing the mountain?
It was quite hard, because it's also always hard for me, because I'm carrying a little bit more than everybody else. In those days, cameras were pretty big. Yeah. So it was quite hard and ambitious for us all.
There's an amazing scene of Sir Ed boating down the River Ganges, and the banks are full of people.
You're right. It was quite, because we knew that Ed was well known in India, but he was more than well known. He was almost considered to be a minor deity of some kind, because the fact that they had never seen a jet boat before. So between Hillary, the jet boats, and also the fact that we were making a pilgrimage up the River Ganges, which is very important to Indians. They all want to do what we were doing. So when we pass through Calcutta, the main city we pass through, that we could hardly see anything for people. Though we believe that the day we passed through Calcutta, the amount of people on the banks were as many as the New Zealand population, millions. And it was, they went, you'd see, look at what must have been a hill, but all you saw was people. and of course, when we tried to go, we had to go ashore occasionally. It was, in a sense, quite dangerous, because Hillary was such a revered figure. In Hinduism, the closer you can get to that figure, then you gain more merit. So it was quite dangerous, but Ed handled it very well. He handled multiple autograph hunters, 20 deep. He handled it extremely well.
You made many films about Sir Ed. I think, is it 7 in total?
Yes, that was the first. I was a very young filmmaker, and luckily I didn't mess that one up, and so I got invited to make about 6 more, up to the time when Ed was almost 80, but still insisting on going up and doing more work with the Sherpa people. And struggling up the hillsides then, you know, doing it harder than he probably did on Everest.
Did you get to know him well?
Yes, I think that I think that was the good thing about it. I found that, you know, the obvious thing about Ed was that he was a very humble man, and he always used to say, "I've got lots to be humble about." Mm. But that was tongue in cheek a bit, because but he was. He's not the sort of modern day kind of in your face
adventurer
who sort of, you know, he was. But he was, and also had a fantastic sense of humour. And that's another thing about this film, because he was surrounded by people who loved to make him laugh. So there's a lot of humour in this film as well as, you know, drama and adventure.
Did he ever ask you to stop filming?
No, I think that firstly, he knew that a film is essential to the sponsorship of the expedition. Mm-hmm. He promised people a film, so he knew that we were doing our job. And I think that I don't remember him. He just sort of accepted we were there. And I'm very good at staying in the background.
Many people, of course, only associate him with Everest. But mm-hmm. can you give us an idea of some of his achievements outside of that big? That big moment in 1953?
When, just a few years after he climbed Everest, he was back in the Everest region, and he did ask the Sherpas. He knew that there were lots of issues with health and education. He knew they didn't have any schools at all. And he asked them what he could do for them, and they said, "We'd like a school for our children." And he built one, and then the people from the next valley asked him for a school too. So he ended up building about, over the course of 40 years, about 30 schools, 2 hospitals, lots of bridges. It became his life's work. And it also became for him a far more satisfying life than the well-known side of him being a mountaineer.
Mm. And, you know, we talked about him getting into trouble on this trip that your documentary is about. Did that end up being a common thing? Did he have difficulty coming to terms with an ageing body, or was he realistic about what he could achieve as he got older?
Well, why he got ill on this trip was that he wasn't realistic at the time. He felt he was, at 57, as good as he was, as strong as he was at 33 when he climbed Everest. But apart from the problem he had on our trip, which was the highest he ever got on a mountain, after that he never went as high. But he still, for the next 20 more years, continued to go up the hills working with the Sherpa people. So it didn't put him back in an armchair, just not doing anything more. He kept trekking and walking in the Himalayas with the Sherpas until he could virtually go one step more.
You hinted that there was an aspect to this expedition that was almost therapeutic, or that he hoped might be therapeutic. Did that end up being the case, do you think?
I think it was. He had several moments of transformation on it, because a certain ceremony in halfway up the river in Varanasi, something changed in his mind. He felt the past was not so prominent in his mind, and he can think ahead. And then a few years after the expedition, he remarried, and so it was a kind of transformational time in his life. And luckily, of course, he survived to have that transformational moment.
Where can people see the film?
From October the 31st, it's starting at about 45 cinemas in New Zealand.
Incredible.
So please go and see it.
I know that distribution is half the battle, so you must be very, very pleased with that.
Yes, luckily a distributor saw it when it was half finished and said, "We've got to have this. It's the best Hillary film we've seen."
Really?
So that encouraged me and my team to do a really good job finishing it off.
And are you proud of the finished product?
I think it's so new that I'm speaking to you at the time. Virtually no one's seen it except one audience, but that audience reacted really positively to it.
Great. The film was called Ocean to Sky, the story of an ambitious 1977 trip of Sir Edmund Hillary from the Ganges River, from the ocean up to the peak of the Himalayas, and in cinemas October 31st. The producer and director and one of the guys on the trip was Michael Dillon. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jesse.